hard to focus, just to persevere and just to make it. But everything that's within your grasp, you gotta take it, you gotta go hard and just dig deep inside you to find that method, that mode that wants that hunger to survive, just to ride the grind and take it the way you gotta take it and never stop.
I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. Can't no one stop me, yeah, bring it in. I came to win, yeah, I came to win.
What's up, everybody? This is Kyle Hunter. I'd like to welcome y'all back to the Diagnosis Success Podcast, where this is high-level conversation, and we embrace our symptoms of success. And that's right. We all winners. We all dedicated. We're doing what we have to do to succeed in life, and I'm just excited that y'all are back for another episode. The feedback is always phenomenal. And if the podcast benefits you in any way, all I ask is that you just spread the word, make sure you subscribe, and so we can just keep spreading the energy to as many people as possible. So I'm just going to get right into it. So this episode is really dope because it's talking about something that's really near and dear to me, and it's about changing the narrative. And I feel like this is really going to be a powerful episode, because what we're going to discuss basically is just how to change the trajectory of not only your life, but your family's life. Because essentially, when you're able to change your life, you can have a positive impact around the people that you love. And I think that that's important for us to every day, not just to exist, but exist with purpose. And I know in one of the previous episodes of the podcast, we talked about purpose, but at the bare minimum, just being able to change your mindset. Because if you change your mindset, then you can change your life. And that's real talk. It's definitely real talk. So I think for me personally, I know that like growing up, going to school, we were taught pretty much like, all right, this is your set of majors that you can choose from. So whether it be mathematics, science, literature, art, these are the options that you have. And you choose from these options. And growing up in the community that I grew up in, like growing up in the hood, they would always tell you like, hey, you know, get a state job, get a city job so you can get some good benefits, like going to law enforcement, be a firefighter, like do these jobs where you work and then eventually you'll get a pension and then you retire. And then that's that. And that's the cycle that we're taught. But as I got older, what I realized is that no one really teaches you to be a boss. And that's real talk. And the reality is that no one ever gets wealthy working for someone else. Like that's just the reality of it. And we're not taught that, nor are we exposed to that, because we're bred to essentially be consumers. It's like you work your job, maybe once or twice a year you can go on a vacation and you can probably get a car that you want, but you're gonna have a car payment and you get a house and then you got your mortgage, you got your family, and then that's life. Life is set for you after that moving forward. Like it is what it is, because now you're saddled with debt. So the job that you have, 9 times out of 10, you keep that job. Even if you hate the job, even if your boss is a jerk, your coworkers, you can't stand them, right? Like your life has now been set for you. And that's because you followed the narrative that was laid out. And it's not necessarily anyone's fault, because this is what we're taught. And we normally do what we're taught. But changing the narrative comes along with actually just taking in consideration the possibilities. Like, just take a second right now to think about all the possibilities that can be for your life. Like, what are you passionate about? What inspires you? What drives you? What motivates you? And if you're not walking in alignment with that, and when I say not walking in alignment, I mean if it's something you love to do and you're not doing it, then you need to pause to ask yourself why. Whether it be time, whether it be finances, identify those blockages that are stopping you and holding you back from doing that, and start to assess what you need to do moving forward, right? Because we should be living a life of purpose, but also a life of fulfillment. Not just to exist and just get up in every day and go to job and like, I'm tired, I don't like it here. Like they say on social media, I hate it here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you hate it there. It's like, I don't like this. I don't like this feeling. I feel drained. Like, you shouldn't have to feel that way. So changing the narrative, what does that look like? And what does that feel like? Well, first of all, we know that people go to work every day because they need money. That's the bottom line. Like, it's, they need money, and it's one of two things outside of money. It's either you love what you do and you're passionate about what you do, or you're on the flip side where you don't like what you do and you're just doing it solely for the money. So if we know that we're going to work for money, then that means that we're doing this for financial purposes. So if we assess it even further, then how do we start moving towards financial freedom where we no longer have to work jobs to try to get by? Because that's what most people do. It's like you're working jobs. I know a lot of people, they'll work like 2 and 3 jobs, but you're actually hustling backwards because you're not making substantial money. Like, you're trading, your trade-off is time for money, but you're not even making substantial amounts of money. That's why you have to work so many hours. So the goal should be you get to a point where you have money working for you, and the time that you are working, you're making enough money where you don't have to work 2 and 3 jobs. It's like someone had told me before, it's like, hey, you know, I have a shift and, you know, I'm going to do some overtime. And I think it was like a Saturday, and they were like, yeah, you know, I'm going to work on this Saturday. And I just told them, I was like, well, like, what is the end game? You know, because like, if your goal is, all right, you want to make the money, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And let me pause for a second. Let me provide clarification. There's nothing wrong with a 9-to-5. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, people have to work. If they don't work, they don't eat. The purpose of this, though, is to change the narrative, to make sure you understand that at some point, you got to realize that company you're going to, you don't own nada. That company, if you get sick, guess what? They're gonna have someone sitting in your seat the very next day doing the same job that you do in a blink of an eye, because they don't care about you. They really don't. You are a worker, and just like with all workers, if they feel that they no longer need you, you no longer serve a purpose for them, they will replace you. So when you don't have any skin in the game, you don't have any real equity, no ownership, you got to start to change your mentality, to change the narrative, to realize, all right, you have to work on your own thing in addition to leaving behind a legacy for your family. Because if you're a parent, you want to leave behind a legacy for your kids. Even if you're not a parent, you still want to have financial freedom to the point where you can do the things that you love to do and you can actually benefit from those things. So what does that look like? Well, I'll give you the perfect example. So my dad, he actually is the one that got me and my brother involved in like investing in the stock market. So when we were younger, I didn't know anything about investing. The stock market was foreign to me. It wasn't even on my radar. And my dad actually took the time to explain it to me and my brother. And then based upon that conversation, then we started investing in companies. And then we started seeing returns, how money can work for you instead of you working so hard for money. And once I saw like the gains and the returns, I'm like, oh, wow, you know, you got a couple $1,000s. Then that couple thousand, I saw it turn into 6 figures. And then it got higher than that and kept climbing. So I saw like over time, the growth and money working for me. And then what ended up happening was my daughter was the benefactor because I started to talk to her about investing and talk to her about stocks and things that she can do. Changing the narrative, whereas generations can realize other ways of having income streams. And you start to realize, like, when people talk about like generational curses and things like that, a lot of times people suffer from the lack of knowledge. So it's not necessarily that you can't do something, but you'll never be able to do it if you're not even aware that it's a possibility. So when we talk about changing the narrative and we're changing our mindset, that's what we're talking about. Like, we're talking about creating other revenue streams to free up your time, And you'd be surprised too, like a lot of times limitations you'll put on yourself because it just seems so far-fetched. Like it just seems like that's not something that you can do, but you can do it. So I encourage every single one of you, if you're not already doing it, to really think about ways that you could change your own personal narrative. And whether it be finances, if you only have one income stream, you're in a dangerous space and place. And I'm gonna tell you exactly why. Because number one, if your only income stream is your job, and your job says, hey, we don't want you working here no more, we don't like you, or the boss wants to give a raise to his niece and wants to X you out of the picture, then you're at a disadvantage. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's like, all right, you know, we talk about like multiple streams of income. So there's three streams of income. You got active income, passive income, and portfolio income. Now, what does that look like? Active income is your job. That means I have to get up every day. I have to work. I have to, you know, basically clock in. And if I don't clock in, I'm not going to get paid. Point blank, period. Now, there's nothing wrong with active income because that's what most people do. However, it is the most labor intensive because you have to physically be present every single day. And what a lot of wealthy people have mastered is that their money works for them instead of working so hard for money. Their money's making money while they're sleeping. Most average people, they don't make money if they're not physically present. And that's the problem. So going back to the person that was telling me they were working overtime on a Saturday, that's a perfect example of it. Like, if he wasn't going to work on that Saturday, he wasn't going to make money. And when you have other income streams, it changes the whole narrative. And I'll show you that. So we just talked about active income. Now we're going to talk about passive income, right? So passive income is something like, I'll use myself as an example. I get music royalties. So I call that mailbox money. Like, that's money that comes to me like clockwork. Every month I get that. So whether that's from streaming platforms, digital downloads, music placements that I got in TV and film, that is passive income that I get on a consistent basis. And that's what you want. Like, you want money that comes to you and you don't have to be present for it. Like, and you don't have to be so labor intensive. Like, that's an ideal thing. So when we talk about changing the narrative, I want you to change your narrative and think about how can you utilize and leverage your talents and your potential to earn passive income, which you can do. Now we're going to go to the third one. The third one is portfolio income. Now, portfolio income, that kind of correlates back to what I was talking about with stocks and investing. So portfolio consists of whether you got stocks, you got bonds, you got all these different types of investments in your portfolio that has your money in a position where the money's making money for you. And that's what you want. Like, that's the name of the game. It's like, you want to have these multiple revenue streams so you can change your narrative. Like, I don't think the way society's set up is ideal. It's definitely set up for the rich, I could tell you that much. And the majority of people are bred to be consumers. And the crazy thing is that people are so brainwashed a lot of times to believe that they're actually winning when they're not. And I give you a perfect example. A person told me, said, hey, I make six figures a year. And I said, no, you don't. And he wanted to argue about it. But then I made him see my point was that, okay, he told me he makes $100,000 a year. I said, no. I said, because after state tax, federal, you no longer make six figures a year. And then don't even get me started on, you know, the deductions, whether it be for your health insurance, if you got long-term disability, short-term disability. So you don't make what you think you make. What you really make at the end of the day is if you look at your paycheck and you see what you take home every 2 weeks. And if you times that by 12, that's what you're living off of. So when you look at that and you break down the numbers mathematically, you start to see things differently. So what your job is telling you make, you really don't make that. So you got a choice to make. You got to change the narrative. You got to say, all right, you know, I want more out of life. I want to be able to do more. I want to succeed. I want to get ahead. And I'm going to do what I have to do, whether that's start a business. And, you know, if you don't want to do it by yourself, you could partner up with some people that you're close to, that you trust, you value. or you can get into some type of other venture where you're creating multiple revenue streams, because that's the name of the game. You want to have multiple revenue streams, whether you're getting property, you're renting the property out, or you're doing other things, you're getting into the trucking industry, or you're getting into some industry that's going to yield a monetary return that will allow you the leverage to do what you have to do. You understand? I don't think that, working for the rest of your life is the key. I've seen a lot of people who work their whole lives. One of the people that was nearest and dearest to me, my mom, I love her to death. She was an educator for the New York City Board of Education. She worked her whole life as a school teacher. Excellent educator, brilliant. Love her to death. And then unfortunately, she didn't get to enjoy the fruits of her labor because she passed from breast cancer. So when you work your entire life with the goal of retirement, and it seems like a good thing, like, oh, I'm gonna work all these years, but the reality is tomorrow's not promised. So nobody knows how long they're gonna be on this earth. Nobody knows how much time they have. I don't know how much time I have. You who are listening to me in this moment don't know how much time you have. So what I'm saying is that change the narrative. Don't live a life where you have to work for 30 or 40 years at a place that you don't like. Like, that's toxic, right? That weighs on your mental, that weighs on your emotions. Like, start changing the narrative. Think about what you can do and empower yourself and do it. I don't want you to just kind of be one of those people that just talk a good game, but you actually don't do it. Because we know those people, right? It's like they always talking, son. I knew a guy like that. he was like Hustle Man from Martin. I love Martin. You know that show. You know who Hustle Man was. He always had a hustle. But this dude was like that. It's like every time I seen old boy, it was like a different hustle. He was selling coffee, trying to get like a coffee hustle. This was like years ago, like for some company. And then he went from coffee to, I think he was selling like some type of, it was like a pyramid scheme type thing. I don't even know what it was. But it was, my point is, it was always something. And he was a jack of all trades, but a master of none. And that was his destiny. And I don't want that for you. Like, I want you to really focus and tap in. And that's why we circle back to purpose, what you're passionate about, what you like, entrepreneurship, whatever it is. And just tap into it and just fulfill your potential. You all got potential. That's why you listen to this podcast, because you know that you're destined for greatness. You're destined for success. And that's why we're like-minded people. That's why you're listening to this podcast. So definitely stay focused. Definitely do what you have to do. And we're going to win. We all going to win. I'm here for you. And we're going to keep staying focused. All right? So much love. You can win and you will win. Peace.